Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, March 21st, 2022, through Friday, March 25th, 2022. Monday, March 21st, 2022. Southwest Virginia man sentenced for role in unemployment benefits scam. George Levi Buckles was sentenced to 30 months in federal prison for his role in an unemployment benefits scam involving 30 others to defraud the federal government out of $499,000 in unemployment benefits. Buckles pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to defraud the government and one count of conspiracy to commit mail fraud, as well as one count of making false statements. Over the course of 9 months, members of the conspiracy filed fraudulent claims with the Virginia Employment Commission on behalf of at least 37 individuals, with a total actual loss to the United States of at least $499,000. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, March 22, 2022. Monmouth County brother and sister arrested for conspiring to evade payment of $1.5 million in payroll taxes. Enrico Cefeli and Michelle Boccieri were both arrested and charged by indictment with one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States. According to documents filed in this case and statements made in court, from 2013 through October 2020, Cefeli and Boccieri, who are siblings, conspired to evade the payment of more than $1.5 million in payroll taxes, penalties, and interest that Cefeli owed the IRS. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. Modesto woman admits to submitting 121 stimulus check claims using personally identifiable information provided by death row son. Sheila Denise Dunlap pleaded guilty to charges of engaging in a conspiracy to commit wire fraud and to aggravated identity theft. Dunlap admitted in her plea agreement that her son, identified in the agreement only by the initials DW, sent her the personally identifiable information, PII, of his fellow prisoners, along with the PII of other individuals whom they suspected might qualify as non-filers for 2018 or 2019 income tax returns, thus making them eligible for EIP funds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, March 24, 2022. Former law enforcement officer sentenced for bribery and other offenses. Christopher Collaire, a former detective for the Carlisle Police Department, was sentenced to 75 months in federal prison for the charges of bribery, drug distribution, and making false statements. According to court documents, Collaire used his official position to obtain sex from two women in exchange for agreeing to take actions and prosecutions. In addition to bribery, the jury convicted Collaire of distribution of heroin in 2016. He also was convicted of lying in November 2015 on a federal form he completed during the process of becoming an FBI task force officer and of making multiple false statements when interviewed by federal agents in May 2018. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, March 25th, 2022. Former Canadian government employee extradited to the United States to face charges for dozens of ransomware attacks resulting in the payment of tens of millions of dollars in ransoms. Sebastian Vacon Desjardins, a Canadian national, was extradited from Canada to the United States on an indictment charging him with conspiracy to commit computer fraud and wire fraud, international damage to a protected computer, and transmitting a demand in relation to damaging a protected computer arising from his alleged participation in a sophisticated form of ransomware known as NetWalker. According to court documents, from April through December 2020, Vacon Desjardins conspired to and did intentionally damage a protected computer and transmit a ransom demand in connection with doing so. The indictment also alleges that the United States intends to forfeit more than $27 million, which is alleged to be traceable to proceeds of the offense. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.